Welcome back to Making Marriage Great. This is John, and I'm really excited about this series we're doing right now, looking at Genesis chapter 2, and I read it last time, and just talking about how God has made Adam and Eve, and looking at some observations from that, and looking at Matthew Henry and some of his thoughts from back 300 years ago or so. Matthew Henry usually has some great insight. He was a great pastor, a great theologian. But from Genesis chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, or really through 24, talking about that God created man, and then he puts Adam to sleep, and he pulls out a rib, sews him back, and creates Eve, and brings Eve to Adam. So I want to continue on with some thoughts on that from some observations that I had and that Matthew Henry had from that, and so we were just looking at a few of them in this series before, and one that Adam was first, but Adam was first in the head, but Eve is really the crown, and then that God put Adam to sleep, and it's because Adam had complete trust in God, and it was looking at God as Jehovah Jireh, and so now I want to look at that another part of sleep. So a third observation that Matthew Henry has is the sleep of Adam, so he would not feel the pain. So at this point, there's no sin in the world, so there's no pain, no death. And so just to think about this, that our God understood that this would cause pain, so I'm going to put Adam to sleep. He won't feel it. And I think that when he sewed him back up from taking a rib, that there was no stitching, that it was perfect. It was like laser perfect, right? But just to think about how sometimes we have pain in our life and we think that God brings that. If we followed God's will from the get-go and there wasn't sin or death, there would be no pain. So we have pain in our world, yes. We have pain in our lives, yes. And it's brought about by man, not by God. So just to think that through, just a real, real good observation, I think, from Matthew Henry. Now I want to read this straight from Matthew Henry. Maybe encourage you guys even in reading guys like this. So here, this is from Matthew Henry, observation number 4, that the woman was made of a rib out of the side of Adam, not made out of his head to rule over him, nor out of his feet to be trampled upon him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be beloved. Wow, that we could have writers like that or thinkers like that today, right? Adam lost the rib without any demonation, and demonation is just that means any reduction, like a loss. There's no loss to his strength or comeliness, for doubtless the flesh was closed without a scar. But in lieu thereof, he had a help suitable for him, which abundantly made up his loss. What God takes away from his people, he will one way or another restore with advantage. In this, as in many other things, Adam was a figure of him that was to come. For out of the side of Christ, the second Adam, his spouse, the church, was formed. When he slept the deep sleep of death upon the cross, in order to which his side was opened, and there came out blood and water, blood to purchase his church and water to purify it to himself. So just making that connection, Matthew Henry is here to Ephesians chapter 5, 25 and 26. What a great observation there from him, and making that connection to the gospel and to the beautiful picture of Jesus Christ being the head of the church, us being the bride, and making that connection to marriage. So again, we're looking at making marriage great as biblical men, as men that want to pursue God, men who want to raise up sons and daughters that are pursuing God, that are doing things God's way. So just encourage you, hey, we'll have these new ones put up every morning at 5 a.m. Central Time. And we'd love to hear some of your comments. Maybe some questions you have, you could put those in there. And that would be great. We can have some dialogue. God bless you.